Pelham Today received the following letter regarding homelessness, mental health, and addictions issues in the Niagara region. I am very disappointed with the direction Niagara Regional Councillors on the Social Services Committee have decided to take in regard to the region's previously declared state of emergency for homelessness, mental health, and addictions. By a vote of 7-4 last week, the region's Health and Social Services Committee recommended changing the emergency declaration to a state of crisis. The rest of Regional Council will vote on the recommendation Thursday. I am in disbelief and trying to make sense of this change of heart, as there is no data to prove that the emergency should be downgraded to a crisis. We are just starting to get some traction with helping those struggling with mental health, addiction, and homelessness. Why change something that is working? We are finally making progress on the state of emergency, with the Ontario government contributing $20.8 million for homelessness prevention in Niagara, and with the Canadian government contributing $9 million for domestic abuse shelters in Fort Erie and St. Catharines. This is just the start. There is still some heavy lifting to do, and we must not take our foot off the pedal. I personally don't agree with their rationale that senior staff resources can be better allocated and that the declaration was only symbolic. There are ways to reduce staff workload without ending the emergency. They can set up an advisory committee of citizens in a hybrid model, as they also have for issues like diversity, equity, and inclusion. I feel that changing the definition from emergency to crisis will have a negative impact on the ongoing advocacy efforts of staff, the public, and the upper levels of government. The committee members that voted for this change are trying to justify their decision by stating that the funding we received was coincidental. However, there are so many moving parts to this that changing the declaration will, in my opinion, diminish the attention and priority that should be given to this very real emergency. I would also like to thank Stephen Seuss and all of Niagara's passionate advocates on their long struggle in getting a mental health, homelessness, addiction emergency recognized in Niagara. I will close by stressing the importance and benefits that this emergency declaration has had on Indigenous communities who are declaring or being asked to declare similar emergencies, since Niagara has brought this issue to the forefront. Carmen Darris, Thorold.